At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt, they are finally facing the music, sentencing coming down 1 to 15 years for each of them on 4 different counts, 4 consecutive counts. So it could be anywhere from 4 to 60 years that they will be spending behind bars. Ultimately, that's going to be up to a parole board. Here to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Thoughts on this? Is this the fair punishment for the horrible, horrible acts that we now are aware of what they did and what they've admitted to?
Well, what I like about this is that they have made the sentences consecutive. Mm-hmm. Usually sentences are concurrent, meaning whatever you get sentenced to, if you get 5 of them, they just are all on top of one another, meaning there's whatever the initial sentence is what they do. In this case, we do have concurrent sentencing. So for each count, no matter how much they get, it's going to be, you know, added to. Mm-hmm. So I was happy to see that, and I was happy to see the 60-year exposure.
With the fact that both of these were sentenced to the same sentence, do you think that that was fair? Do you think that was just? Was that the right thing to do? Were both of these completely equally accountable for the actions that took place against these kids?
No. I think the mother, Ruby Frankie, should be held to a higher standard of having to care for the children. Yes, the acts were the same. They were both complicit in what they did, but Ruby Frankie was the mother. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, I would have given her maybe a bigger hammer.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because some will argue and say, well, Jody was more of the ringleader here, if you will. Life changed for Ruby once she found Jody, and Jody was the one who, with her psychological manipulation, brought them down that road. But yeah, you're exactly right. You're the mom that's doing these heinous, heinous things to your kid. Not that it's any easier if it's not your children to do these sort of things. You just shouldn't be doing them to begin with at all. But the fact that both were involved, it really blows your mind. They did did give apologies in court. The first one, from Ruby Frankie, saying, "I am humbled and willing to serve a prison sentence for as long as I need. I am committed to unlearning my toxic behavior." Is this something that can really be unlearned? Or if you're capable of doing this, you are capable of doing this.
I think if you're capable, you're capable. You know, a lot of people want to pin Hildebrandt for sort of leading her down this path. But when you look at the eight passengers videos, it was clear that she had this thought process and it just got exacerbated under the tutelage of Hildebrandt. So I think anyone who is capable of handcuffing children, starving children, tying up children, forcing children to walk around with no shoes in heat until their feet are blistered and burned, and you're the mother, so you don't even have that loving influx, she's capable of this and much more.
Kevin has never been charged, still a free man, her husband. Should he have been looked into further? Should charges have been brought against him? Or was he also a victim of Ruby? Granted, a not very responsible parent by any stretch of the imagination, but was he, you know, just as shocked as the rest of us to learn about what was going on behind those closed doors of the Hildebrandt compound when Ruby ran away?
No, I think he should be held responsible to a degree as well. All one has to do is watch the video of his interaction with police when they're talking about their older daughter and the fact she went in to retrieve items. He wanted her locked up. Mm-hmm. That is just so vindictive and not indicative of a father's heart, in my opinion. I think there was a lot of abuses that went on in the eight passengers. I mean, we saw it. Remember the time where the child didn't even have a lunch and the school asked, could you please bring the child food? And the answer was no. She just has to learn the hard way. That's something you're seeing in public. Whenever you see public misbehavior, just take it times 10 when doors are closed and nobody is watching over. So I think this father was definitely aligned in this treatment and complicit in much of the treatment.
We saw Hildebrandt's apology as well, saying, I sincerely loved those children. One of the reasons I didn't go to trial is I didn't want them to relive this. A little bit too late, I think, to be saying you love those kids, and a little too late to say to relive all this. Well, why did it happen to begin with? I'm just trying to wrap my mind around how they went so far down the path that they did. I mean, were they thinking that at some point this way of parenting will be adopted by the masses again, and we're going to be a trendsetter here, with waterboarding our kids? I mean, it's unbelievable to see how the path that they went down. Is it kind of like the lobster in the water where it just kept getting slowly more and more boiled and they didn't realize how bad they were getting?
Well, when I heard her apology, if you will, to the court, I was happy to see that they didn't go to trial, because to put the children through that would have been even more horrific. But first of all, I don't think this had anything to do with the children. I think she didn't want to go to trial because of everything that would have come out. Mm-hmm. And I think she was trying to avoid all those nasty details, because believe me, there would be much more than what we saw in paperwork that would have come forward, and to hear those children talk about everything that happened to them. So I really think it was self-serving, even though she said it was out of love. The other thing, it strikes me as a situation where this would still be going on and still happening. It was the fact they got caught.
Yeah.
That's really what happened here. They got caught. And so now all of a sudden they're apologetic. So I just didn't find Hildebrandt's statement at all with any validation, in my opinion.
That's a good point, because what we did see was what they admitted to on paper. This is just from their own free will of coming out and saying, here's what we did. God only knows what also was happening or what was really happening there, because I'm imagining we got the sugar-coated version of it, and the sugar-coated version was pretty toxic to begin with.
100%.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.